Something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mara here on Ireland's Classic Hits, and Emer Lavin has identified a need for people to plan ahead in relation to elder care and for their families to access independent and impartial advice. And so she established Emer Lavin Elder Care a few years back now, and Emer's on the line. Hi Emer.
Hi Trina.
This is an area that so many people end up being thrown into almost, and they haven't done any research. They don't know where they stand until it kind of arrives at their door, where they might need to move a relative into a nursing home. And they've absolutely no clue where to start and where they stand financially. And people will say to them, oh, did you think about doing the Fair Deal? And people don't know what that is. That's kind of where you come in. You've become an expert in all of this.
Yes, I've researched the Fair Deal a lot, and I learn more every day that people ask me questions about the Fair Deal, because it encompasses such a broad range of people's lives that everybody has a different situation and different queries arise with each person. But just to go back a bit, Trina, if you don't mind, people start with family care. They might look after the older person at home, and then they find that getting a bit too much, so they decide they might pay for care. They might bring in an agency or get a couple hours a week or get the HSC to provide home help hours. And then there's also the option of technology in the home. For example, Halo Care has a system that can be put into your home to alert family members if somebody has a fall or if they don't get out of bed for the day. There are no cameras, just sensors that pick up that information. And they can also, using a sort of a modified computer, look after your vital signs. They can read oxygen levels, breathing, pulse, and upload information to the medical team. So if you've exhausted all those stages, you might be now at the stage where you're thinking about nursing home care. But in my experience, people tend to say, oh, my mother, you know, for example, I get queries, my mother has dementia, she's in her 80s, but we don't want to do the nursing home thing. Yeah, we don't want to go down that road. So we just ignore it. And, you know, the service I offer is for people to come and talk to me about it. There's no obligation on them to proceed with the nursing home care at that particular point. But I really do encourage people to come early and to find out the information. I can explain it in simple terms so that they can go away and think about it. The difficulty with the Fair Deal application is you apply for the Fair Deal and you have 6 months to enact it.
Right,
so
yeah.
If you don't go ahead with putting somebody into the nursing home for 6 months, then you're going to have to reapply from the start again. So people don't want to do that.
Do you find that a lot of people who say to you, oh no, we don't want to go down that road, we just want to keep the parent at home and try our best. Do you find that it does, with a lot of cases that you see, it does eventually get too hard and they do have to make that choice?
I suppose it really depends a lot on the person's health. So what is their issue? You know, with dementia or something like that, it's very hard because you can't really leave a person at home on their own. And it also depends on the carer, the person that's looking after them. How much time do they have to give to it? Do they have kids of their own? What stage of life are they at? Are they willing to look after the parent? Do they live in the same area? My own parents, for example, live in Northern Ireland and nobody lives within 100 miles of them. So, you know, it's not that everybody has that option. They might get in a carer, of course, at that point.
They would probably get a certain number of HSC hours that would be free, and then after that, it would have to be paid for privately. So it can get very expensive.
Yeah. Well, that's the trouble with home care. If you're talking €25 an hour would be sort of a minimum or an average rate. Then if you have somebody for a night, 8 hours, that's €200. And I don't think people are aware of that. Now, you might get 3 or 4 or 5 hours a week from the HSC, depending on the needs of the person. But that won't stretch too far when, you know, it's a long week.
Mm-mm. So talk us through then, Fair Deal. What exactly is Fair Deal and is it fair?
It's a bit of a loaded question. Is it fair? And I'll just start with that if you don't mind. So people think, I was just thinking back to the old days of the county hospital where, and there's still some public hospitals around the country that would provide care as, you know, part of this person is gone from hospital and then they're in a step down facility. And there are public nursing homes, but generally they go through the Fair Deal there too. Is it fair? My own view is that it's more fair than unfair. It depends on the balance between your income and your assets. So I'll give you the rule about how the Fair Deal works.
Yeah.
First of all, you have to pay 80% of your income to the Fair Deal scheme. So that's if you're a single person, and 40% of your total income if you're a couple. So people get a bit confused about that. They might think, oh, these assets are in my wife's name, these assets are in my name, so it's only going to be 80% of this or 40% of that. It's 40% of the total for a couple. What that means is that if you have got a pension, let's say you have a state pension, you might have a work pension as well, 80% of that, all that income goes into the fair deal. And that is obviously quite a high figure. It's a large proportion of your income, so you're only left with 20% in the case of a single person. And then also if you have rental income or any other type of income, that will presently go to the fair deal scheme, which people object to because they can't rent out the empty house. That's another issue. So then in terms of assets, again, there's a distinction between income and assets. So assets would be things like the family home, if you had a holiday home, savings, any kind of money, any kind of shares, anything that people own, really. So you're paying 7.5% of your assets per year for a single person and half of that, so that's 3.75 for a couple. So then with the family home, you pay for 3 years only. So at the end of the 3 year period, you no longer pay on the value of the family home. What that works out, just to explain clearly about this, 7.5% per year for 3 years is 22.5%, 7.5 by 3 is 22.5%. So what that means is you're going to be paying nearly a quarter of the value of your family home to the Fair Deal scheme if you're a single person. I'll just stick with a single person to keep it simple.
Is this why there are so many homes around Ireland that are vacant? Because the person has gone into a nursing home, but there's no point in renting out the house because sure, they get all the money.
Yeah. So that's it. You can't rent out the house because if you did, you'd have to give 80% of the rental income. That's just the way the position is at the moment. That may change in the future. There has been some lobbying by people like Dennis Nocton around that. And then you'd have areas, let's say in Galway, for example, people moved in the 1970s and they raised their families, and the matriarch of the house, the lady, is still alive living in the house, and then she has to go to a nursing home. So what that might mean is that all the people that moved in around that time, they're all heading for the nursing home around a particular time when they hit 80 or 85 or 90. So then those houses become vacant. On the other hand, I would make the point that if people decide to stay at home and avail of home care, that the houses are not available to the open market because people are still living in them. So, you know, there's two ways of looking at that. In terms of the 3 year thing, you can't sell the family home either, because if you sell the family home, or I don't recommend that you do sell the family home at present, and this may change in the future, the proceeds of the family home are then treated as assets and there's no cap. So what that means is that in year four, you'd still be paying on the value of the sale proceeds. Whereas if you'd kept hold of the house, you are allowed to benefit from the 3 year cap and you cease paying after the end of the 3 years.
There's a lot to take in when you think about that. So you basically have an empty house. It just seems madness, doesn't it?
Well, no. This is me with my legal hat on me now. The reason why I believe that the Fair Deal is designed like that is because sometimes there's an imbalance between the cash assets and the value of the house. So let's say in areas, a certain part of Dublin, the houses would be really valuable now, up on a million, and other parts of the country as well. But those people might not necessarily have a lot of cash. So how do they pay the nursing home? The HSE works out the financial contribution, and then they say to the families, Johnny or Mary or Paddy has to pay this amount per week. So Johnny or Mary Paddy has no money in their bank account. So how do they pay for the nursing home? So what they do is they go and they take out an ancillary loan. This is a loan where the state pays the nursing home directly, or pays the contribution that the person should be paying. And then they put a charge on the family property. And when the person dies, they reclaim it against that estate. So against that property. So really, if the house is sold and the money is spent, the value of the house, where are they going to get their money back from the nursing home? Yeah. It's kind of a catch-22, and it is a bit problematic, but that's the way things are at the moment. So, you know, that's the reason why there has to be enough money at the end of it. If you end up in a nursing home for 10 years, the bill could get fairly high.
And is there any way that people can future-proof, Eimear, in that, you know, say if they were a long way off from going into a home, could be 10 years down the line, is there a way they could even, you know, change the property into their son or daughter's name and then it wouldn't actually be theirs to be taken?
Yeah, that's a possibility, but each situation is different, and I'd be reluctant to give direct advice on that at the moment. Yeah. And everybody should take tax and legal advice as well. I mean, I would say that I don't give tax or legal advice. You have to check all this with your accountant and your solicitor. Mm. But it's something to look into, all right. The way the Fair Deal works is the more property you have, the more you pay. So the less property you have, the less you pay. But you want to be sure that you can get your nursing home place, and that, you know, there will be enough assets left to pay for your nursing home care. I mean, there's the money side of it and the care side of it. So the care side of it is very important, but somebody has to pay for that.
Just based on the value of the house, Emer, is it the valuation that's given at the time of going into the nursing home, or is it the valuation at the time of the sale of the family home that you have to kind of give the 7%?
When somebody goes into the nursing home, it would be the valuation at the time that they're going into the nursing home.
Okay, so the value of the house could effectively go up quite a bit in the years that they're in there.
Yeah. Well, it is possible to look for a yearly evaluation, but if the value of the house is going up, it might be in your interest. To say to the fair deal, oh, here's my house is going up in value, take more money off me, you know?
Yeah. And the house has to be sold, does it, at the end, or could the family try and get that money together?
That's not advisable, and I'll tell you why, because that then mixes up money belonging to the children, the siblings, and the money of the parents. The fair deal, I'd like to point out clearly, is based on the assets of the older person. So you might have a very wealthy son or daughter, but the parents might not be that well off. So by virtue of the fact that you're calculating the contribution on the basis of the parents' assets, to throw sons and daughters' assets into the mix is only going to complicate things and make things, you know, if you're talking about a loan or something like that, I wouldn't straight off advise that. I would look at the assets of the elderly person, exhaust those, because once their assets are exhausted, then they can't pay any more to the fair deal. That's the way it works. Yeah. It's a diminishing scale.
And how do they determine if the person needs a nursing home or not? Like, do they come out and assess you? And like, is there a criteria to go into a nursing home in the first place?
Yeah, so that's part of the fair deal application form. There's a care needs assessment, and that's carried out by usually a public health nurse, a GP or a geriatrician. But really, this is where people delay. They don't like the idea of somebody going into a nursing home. I don't know, is it because they're worried about what the neighbours will say or... But my approach here is to try and raise these issues, to get people talking in families. People are worrying about these issues up and down the country, but they're not really talking about them because people see this as private. Mm. Anything to do with money, people don't want to talk about it. So I think just think about what assets do your parents have, what income do they have, and have you an idea of how much they'd have to pay to the fair deal scheme. At least if you understand all that, you can then start thinking about, well, when is the right time for them to go in? And that'll probably be dictated by their healthcare needs, or if they end up in hospital, or if they fall. And then everything's a panic and trying to get it sorted out. So I can help save you time and money and stress and advise you on the steps to take. But a lot of it is to do with timing. What do you need to do now, and what can you do to make things easier for yourself? Yeah. Now, one thing is very important, I always stress. It's advisable at this point in time, no matter how well your parent is, and I've done this myself, my husband, is enduring power of attorney. You go to your solicitor and do enduring power of attorney. That's in case anything happens to you that you would lose your capacity in the future, that you might have a stroke or dementia or any ailment like that, that you wouldn't be able to make decisions for yourself. Okay. So it's advisable to do that now. You don't register that document until such date as you lose capacity. But obviously, if you've lost capacity, it's too late to go back and do the enduring power of attorney, and you do that with your solicitor.
Yeah,
I don't do that, but I advise people to do it. Go ahead and do it.
If the husband or the wife of the person who now has dementia is still living in the house, what happens then? How do they cover the cost of it? Does the house have to be sold from underneath them?
No. This is the whole point of the fair deal scheme, that the house, the idea is that the house is not sold, that you hold on to the house and pay for these bills at the end of the day when they both died.
Okay.
So that's why there's a different rate. Yeah, the very, very end. That's why there's a different rate for single people and for couples. So single people is 80%, as I said, 40%, and the assets 7.5%, 3.75%. So those lower rates are obviously based on one person going into a nursing home. So let's say Mary goes in with the month of June. Now Mary goes in June, and they calculate the fair deal application. She pays 40% and 3.75%. And then her husband, Stephen, goes in 6 months' time or a year's time, then they have to do the fair deal application for him. Now, if one of them dies when they're in nursing home care, then the application will be revised to show the fact that it's only a single that it's a single person. The applicant is now a single person. And one of the problems with that is that under the terms of most wills, the husband and wife would leave the property to each other. That's the standard thing. So then the single person then becomes better off because they now own all the property rather than only owning. They use the higher rate to calculate on the value of all the property. But there's nothing you can do about that. That's life. And you have to apply the provisions of the fair deal scheme to the actual situation, which there are many, many permutations of what can happen.
And I guess fair deal is only for people who actually do own a property. There are people in this country who don't own a property, who might be renting themselves. I assume that they would be looked after in a public nursing home where they wouldn't have to worry about paying, or maybe they'd still
not
do from the pension.
Yeah. No, not necessarily. I have been an advocate in local nursing homes. One was a public nursing home, one was a private nursing home. And there are patients or residents in the private nursing home who don't have many assets or who didn't necessarily own a property. They were looked after in the private nursing home. It's the Fair Deal scheme applies to both. Then they pay 80% of their income if they're single, 40% of their income if they're part of a couple.
Okay.
So, yeah, it doesn't really work public-private like that. It's a general scheme that applies. You'd be looking for a place, you know, you'd be looking to get into a nursing home. You'd ask questions. The thing I would say to people is ask people who have family already in the nursing home how they're getting on. Is the place well-staffed? Is it clean? You know, do you get a good feeling when you go in there? I had positive experiences in the nursing home and I found there was great care. They've come through a rough time now, all nursing homes, because of COVID. You know, that was just an absolutely shocking thing that happened. And, you know, nobody had any control over that. Yeah, I mean, each nursing home now will have to, each organisation has to have a COVID policy. And, you know, you can ask about that as well. But I would encourage people to think about these things, because the other side of it is people with young families, people with jobs and other responsibilities. It's very hard to do everything and to look after elderly parents. And what if they have a fall? Aren't they going to feel bad then if, you know, if they popped out of the shop for a few minutes and the parent has a serious fall? Or
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. It is a lot of pressure on somebody, isn't it, to do everything? And then I get it. I get the guilt as well that you don't necessarily want to be putting a family member into a nursing home, but sometimes it does come to that. And you'll probably find there are parents out there who say, don't ever put me into a home. And then you feel, oh God, I promised them I would never do that. But sometimes it's just the way life goes, isn't it? And they can be very happy in the nursing homes as well and doing all the activities and mixing with people their own age and, you know, having more actually in their day than they would if they were in a house by themselves all day.
And also there'll be nursing staff there to keep an eye on them. A lot of people improve when they go into a nursing home because they're getting their regular medication, regular meals and all that. You know, then the family can come and visit in a sort of a more visity way rather than we're here to look after you and tell you what to do. It's kind of just more of a family connection
nicer,
then.
Exactly. Well, Eimear, thanks so much for the info. How can we contact you if we want to get some information on
So I have a website. I have a website, eimearlavineeldercare.ie. If you'd like to go on that, there's some videos and some information that you can look at. And if you'd like to think about it, I say to people, you know, you can contact me and when you're ready, you can book an appointment. People do that. They're not under any pressure, but at the same time, get the information and then you're in a better position to know what to do if anything happens suddenly.
Yeah, you're equipped with the info that you need. Eimear, it's been great catching up. Thanks so much for all that info and have a lovely weekend. Cheers. Bye-bye.
And you too.
This is Something for the Weekend. It's Ireland's Classic Hits.